Daf Tesvav Amud Beis, which begins on Tesvav Amud Aleph at the bottom of the Amud, at the two dots. We said in our Mishnah, Rabban Gamliel Meir Kashem Shemaseh V'chule Tanya, Amar Lehen Rabban Gamliel Chachamim. Rabban Gamliel said to the Chachamim, Soifrim, scholars, Henichu li Vedreshenu Kemin Chomer. He said, let me tell you the reason why the Mincha Sota is brought dafka from barley. And I'll explain it to you, he says, like a chomer, like a jewel. We're turning to Tezvav Amud Beis. Deshamei, the Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Gamliel had heard from Rabbi Meir, the Kamar, who had said that what's the reason? Shehi ha'achilasoi madanei olam. Because the sota fed this man that she was with delicacies, lefikach karbana k'maychal beim amida k'neged mida. She gets punished, and her korban has to be the opposite; has to be animal food. So that's why she brings barley, which is animal food. Amar lei, Rabbi Gamliel said to Rabbi Meir, that can't be the reason. Why? Hatina chashira, that would make sense when dealing with a woman who was a wealthy woman. But aniya mayikalameimer, what about a poor woman that she certainly didn't feed this person, this man, any delicacies because she's a poor woman. So why does she have to bring a korban of of barley? Ella kashem shemaseya maisa behema ka korbana maisa maichal behema, that just like her actions, she acted like an animal, that she, just like animals don't have a specific mate, they just mate with different animals, so too she acted like that and took another man, so as a result her korban is also the food of animals, but that is barley. Okay, Rashi, back to Tezvav Amud Aleph. Rashi says Chomer is a butin, it's like a button in Laz. Vehu shel zahav, it's made of gold. Vechotmin bo shnei tzavari chaluk lenoi, and one attaches the two parts of it, closes together the two parts at the neck of the garment, and it's for noi, for beauty. Returning to Tezvav Amud Beis and Rashi, the Shamalei, the Rabbi Meir Damar, but Perakama gabe mida shadam moded. Aniya lo, a poor woman certainly didn't serve these delicacies. So lama mevia Michael Behema. So why did she bring Michael Behema? Ella, he asasa mase Behema. She acted like a Behema. How so? Shifkiratzmo tashmish lemisha eno ben zuga. That she had relations with somebody who wasn't her partner. New Mishnah. Hayamevi, the Kohen would bring the korban, the mincha sota. How piale shocheres, in these like a vial of cheres of earthenware, but no sein latocho chatzi lug mine mina kior, and you would put a half a lug of water from the kior. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he said revis, it was only a quarter of lug. Kishem shememayit beksav kach memayit b'mayim, just like Rabbi Yehuda later on says when we discuss what to write in the Megillah Sota, he's memayit, he says to what he says to write is fewer psukim than other opinions, so too he's memayit in the amount of water. I want to say a cute remez that we see from in the Haggadah, right by the Eser Makos, that Rabbi Yehuda haya nosen behem simanim, the tzach hadash be'achav. So what do we see? Rabbi Yehuda likes to mekatzer, just like over there, instead of saying all the Eser Makos, he's mekatzer, he just says it in Rashi Tevech, the tzach hadash be'achav. So too, we see that's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, always likes to mekatzer. Okay, back to the Mishnah. Nichnas laheichal, so the Kohen then enters the heichal. Paneli mino, he turns to the right. Umakom ayasham amal aman, there is a place there on the floor, there was the size of an aman ama. Vetavla shoshayish vetabas haitakavuaban. There was a block of marble, and they had a ring that was inside of it, that one could lift it up. Kishahu magbia, when he lifts up this marble, v'notel afar mitachtea, and he takes the dirt from under it, v'nosein kedei shiyirea al hamayim, and he puts enough of this dirt in the water that you could see the dirt in the water. Shneimar umina afar asher yeh bekarka hamishkan. Yikach hakohen v'nasan el hamayim. It says el hamayim and not v'nasan b'mayim to tell us that you could see it. Okay, let's see Rashi on the Mishnah. Haya mevi kohen fialich, which is a koshel chemayim, min hakiyor, dichsiv, as it says, mayim kadoshim. Ve'en kadoshim ela shen iskad shubikli. Zaka tani besifri, kashem shem memayed, Rabbi Yehuda is memayed, beksav hamigila lakaman in the Mishnah later on. So kach memayed, kan also bemayim. Makom ayasham, the which was nikr mitoch sha'ar ritzbas ha'heichal, you can see it looked different than the rest of the floor of the heichal. Betabat kavuaba, Tabat Kavuaban had a ring in it, lachzan, or to grab it, but tabata with the ring, lagbia, mi bain haritzpa, to take it off from the floor, shehu kula be avneshai, because the whole floor was avneshai, it was marble. Gede sheira, tsarich litain shir, shehe nirev and nikar alpnehamayim. You have to put enough, dirt in the water, you could see, it can be, it's nicker in the mayim. Venasan el hamayim, mi dolok season, since it doesn't say venasan ba mayim, ela, El Hamayim, Mashma Shelo Yehe Nivla Besochet, shouldn't be absorbed totally in it that you can't see it. Okay, let's have a look at the Gemara now. Tana, Piali Shel Cheres, Chadasha, they took a new vial of Cheres that hadn't been used before with Father Malacha. Divei Rabbi Yishmael, that's a sheet of Rabbi Yishmael, that has to be brand new. My time of the Rabbi Yishmael, why does he say so? Gamar, he learns because they are Shava, Kli Kli, Mi Mitzora. Ma Lehalan, Kli Chadasha, just like over there, it has to be a new Kli, so Afkan, Cheres Chadasha here as well. Ask the Gemara of Hasan by Mitzora, Minalan, how do we know there by Mitzora? It has to be a new Kli, Dixiv, as it says, Vashachat, Esatzipor Hachas, El Kli Cheres, Al Maim Chaim. So we make a connection from the kli to the water. Ma mayim chayim shalon aste behem malacha. Just like the water has to be mayim chayim, which is water from a spring that no malacha has been done with it. So too af kli shalon esta bo malacha, that no malacha was done with it. And another connection. Ma lahalan by mitzora mayim chayim. It has to be water that is, as we said, fresh water, spring water. So afkan, also by the sota, mayim chayim. So Gemara says is asking a question, because what the is that true that the water from the sota has to be water from the mayan? It was taken from the kior. So Gemara answers the Rabbi Yishmael, Hachanami. Yeah, according to Rabbi Yishmael, it actually fits in, because he does hold that the sota, the waters have to be from the spring. The Amar, Rabbi Yochanan, may kior, the water has to be from the kior, but Rabbi Yishmael Omer, may mayan hein. He said, no, in fact, it has to be brought from the spring. V'chachamim armi mishar mimos hein. But the Chachamim argue and say, no, it can be brought from other waters as well, even water from a mikvah. However, the Gemara asks a question. Why? Ikalamifrach, we can ask a pircha on this Zereshava from Mitzora and say, how can you learn from Mitzora? Ma le Mitzora shekein taun eitz eres vezovush nisolas. How can you learn from the Mitzora, which requires a cedar and a hyssop and scarlet wool? And therefore, maybe because of that, you need a brand new kli and mayim chayim. Whereas we don't have that by the sota. So now, Amarava, because of the question, he says, the chur, we have to have a different limud, not the gzira shava that we said before. And Amarava, therefore, Amar Kra, it says, legabe the sota, it says, bichli cheres. And we learn from here, kli shamarti lachvar. That it's referring to a kli that I mentioned to you before, and what kli was mentioned before, that's the kli cheres of the mitzora. Amar Rava, legabe that which we learned by the sota, that we don't need a brand new kli. Lo shanu ela shenolo nisakmu panav. That's fine, it doesn't need to be brand new kli, but it can't become black from usage. If it's already black from usage, that's pasul. Aval nisakmu panav, therefore psulim. But if it is blackened, it's pasul. my time, and what's the reason for that? Because dumya demayim, because we make a connection to the waters of the sota, that it says in the pasuk v'lakach hakohen mayim kedoshim b'kli cheres. So it was a connection between the waters and the kli. And that is, therefore, ma mayim shelo nishtanu, just like the waters has not been changed, its look hasn't changed, so after kli shelo nishtanu, the kli as well has to be that it doesn't change its look. Okay, let's catch up on some Rashi's now. Rashi on the Gemara. My time of the Rabbi Shmuel that says the Bai Chadash. A Gemara mi Mitzori, learns from Mitzori. V'shachad has a zippor achad el kli cheres v'gomer. Shlo nastem hem alachad ham chaim k'siv. The Rabbi Shmuel the parachad al halibay hachanami debayin and mayim chaim. You need to have mayim chaim lasota daham mina kiyor. Who knows tell that he's taking from the Kior, the Mishmain and the Rabbi Shmuel, Be'alma, the Amar Me Kior, Me Mayan He. And we learned that, in fact, Rabbi Shmuel says that the waters in the Kior was really waters from the spring, the Hainu Chaim. Mishar Me Yimos Hein, Imratzali Tein, Latocho Me Mikvah Yikatein. You can even take water from the Mikvah. Yikala Mefrach, Behang Zira Shabbat, Rabbi Shmuel, the Gamar Kli Kli, Mitzora, Ma'al Mitzora, Shekain Taun Vachule. It needs the, as we said, the cedar, hyssop, scarlet wool. Lefikach Kol Shkol, therefore, Kli Chadash. Kli shelo chadash. Therefore, maybe because of that, it has to be a new Kli. Tomar Besota, Shein Bakolil. You don't have all these things by a Sota. Amar Rava, therefore, new limud v'klisha marti lachvar. Haki mashmalei l'Rava. Rashi tells us how we see it in the pasuk. Midaloksi, since it doesn't say v'laklach kli cheres v'natan bo mayim, but rather it does say uksiv b'kli cheres mashmash kvar huskar kli zemi makom cheres. It's a kli that we already mentioned in another place. V'amarachamana hach, and here it's mentioned over here in the Torah. Sheva oto klisha marti lach v'makom acher. When I told you, ready from another place, that I want you to take. Kachotam umaynihu, and what kli is that? That's the kli de Mitzora. Lo shanu rabbanan de masnisin, de bau cheres umechshiri b'yashan, even though the rabbanan say it's okay to use an old kli, but that's only if ela shalom nisakmu. Shalhushcheru, says Rashi, didn't get dark, didn't get black. Hushku pana val yidei or from the fire. Dumya demaim, afal gav de lo gemiri mitzota. Even though we're not learning from mitzora, excuse me, miu minau ba gemiri. From in itself, we learn that kli de sota mi me sota. That we learn the kli of the sota from the waters of the sota. Benai de me sota the rabbanan lo chaim aninu. That even though we learned that the sota waters do not have to be mayim chaim, the machshiri b'shar miyamos. It's okay, other waters as well. Miu lo nishtanu. But it has to be that it didn't change. So the kli nami ba'ina and the lot nishtan. Also, the kli has to be that it didn't change. It didn't get back black. Okay, let's go back to the Gemara. By Rava, you have the following question: what happened is if nisakmu ve'chziran l'toch kivshana eish? What happens if it did get black, but then it was put back into the kiln, and then v'nislavnu and it got white again? Mau, can it be used? Me, Aminan, came into Yidchu, Yidchu. Do we say, since once it was pushed off, it was black and it was puzzle, they can't bring it back, it can't be used ever again? Well, Dilma came into Hadur, Hadur, or no, since it came back again and it looks like it did it originally, maybe I could use it. More answers, Tashma, Rabbi Elazar, Omer, Eitz, Erez, Vezovush, Nitolas, Shehish, Hifshil, Bahen, Kupasoi, Lacharov. The person had a bucket or whatever, and he attached it on, and he wanted to swing it behind his back. So he tied it onto the Eitz Erez, Nitolas, and Ezov. And what happens? And then it got bent, out of shape. Psulim, it's no good. Ay, Vahasam, Hadar, Mishatis. The Gemara wants to bring a raya. What do we see? Even though these pieces of wood, the cedar, hyssop, etc., could be bent back into shape later, but that doesn't help. It's still no good. So we see that even if it go back into shape, it's no good. So similarly here, we want to say that by the blackened kli, that even though it could become white again, it can't. It's too late. The Gemara says, no, that's not a raya. Why? Vahasam hadar mishati. So the Gemara says, we see that you can bring it back, and still it doesn't help you. It's still no good. So Gemara says, no, hasam the ikluf iklufe. No, there it's talking about it wasn't just bent out of shape by the cedar, etc., but rather it was peeled. By attaching the kli or whatever on it and throwing it behind his back, it peeled away from the wood. That's why it can't be used, because you can't bring back something that was peeled. Whereas by us, by the kli, which could be put back, if it was black and made white again, maybe it is okay. Rashi, Gzir Lekiv Shen Shal Yotzer, of the potters, Shemitzarfim Bo Et HaKedera, that they heat up the pots of Cheres Chadashos. Shehiv Shiel Kupaso Lacharav, he put his kupa's container behind him. Midalok Tani, since it doesn't say Shenaseh Be Malacha, Shmamina, a Malacha Lo Kapid, we don't care about the Malacha, Ashnuye Kebe, but we do care about it's how it changed. Ve'elu nisakmu b'masuri. This got bent out of shape by putting the load on it. V'hasam the hadrei mivshet. Even though there it could be bent back into shape, uktani psuli. We see it's still no good. Salma kevin neidchi idchi. So we see that the svara of that once it's been put out of shape, it can't be, and it was nidchi. It was pushed off. I can't use it. You can't bring it back again. So Mura had said, no, the ikluf, it's different over there. Shal yedei amasui, by putting the load on it, nit kalfu mikli pasan. It got shaved, got peeled off. The shinuye de lohadaru. That's a change that can't be brought back to where it originally was. Back to the Gemara. We said in the Mishnah, nichnas Lehechal panel imino v'chule, that the Kohen goes into the Hechal, he turns to the right. My timer, why does he go to the right? The Amar Mar Kolpinos Shatapone Lo Yehu Ela Derech Yamin. That any time a person turns, he always has to turn to the right. Rashi says, the Amar Mar V'Seder Yoma B'Shchitos Kochim V'Yali Fla Miponim Ponim the Shneimasar Bakar the Yamsh Asha'asar Shlomo. They learned out of the Bakar, these figurines of cattle that the water container was in the first base of Migdash that Shlomo Melech made. Okay, back to the Gemara. Makomaya Sham Amma Vechule. There was an area on the floor, we said, that was an Amma by an Amma. Tanu Rambana. Umina afar asher yiye. Since it says that the afar asher yiye, we learn from there, yachol yitaken mibachutz v'yachnis. I would think that a person could take even dirt from the outside of the Mishkan and bring it into the Mishkan. No, tamulomar bekarka ha-Mishkan. It has to be the karka in the Mishkan. I bekarka Mishkan, if it would say only that, I would have said yachol yachbor bekarduma, that it has to be the karka in the Mishkan no matter what. And if there is no loose ground, I would have to take some axes and dig until I find some dirt. No, tamu lomer asher yiyeh. Therefore it says asher yiyeh, it doesn't have to be from the Mishkan. Ay, hakei. So what is it? Does it have to be from the Mishkan or not? So the answer is the following. Yesham habei. If you have dirt that is loose that I can bring from the Mishkan, that's lechachila, I should take from there. But ainsham, if there isn't any loose ground, then tensham, then I should bring a dirt from the outside, put it down in the Mishkan, and take that dirt. That is one way of learning the psukim. So let's first see Rashi before we continue. Umin ha'afar shoye bekarka ha'mishkan. So ilo kayaksi bekarka mashma de'eno makpid ela shiachni sefar leichal. So I would think that I can just bring in from the outside. Yachol yitaken yazmin afar mi bechutz. I can take from the outside and bring it into the heichal. V'dayo bein, that's enough just to bring it in. That's okay. Tamul lomer bekarka. No, it has to be in the ground. Ima karchif would have said in the ground of the Mishkan kadarshinan. V'loksi v'asher yiyah. And it wouldn't say asher yiyah. Yachol lo matzah sham afar tichuach noachli told that if I couldn't find dirt that was easy to take, then yachbor sham v'kardumos, then I would actually have to take some axes and chop it up, chop until they get some dirt. Tamalom asher yiyah. No, says asher yiyah to tell me v'loksi mikarka mishkan yikach. Shmamina lo hikpid ela shehei munach bekarka mishkan. All the hakpada is, it has to be there sha'achas, at least one time. So I can bring it from the outside, just put it down on the karka mishkan, and that's enough. Then I can take it from there. Haketzad, so what's the pshat? Yesham afar tichu hacheveish misham. Of course, if there is one, if there is the dirt in the Mishkan, that's where I have to take lechachila, but ain sham ten sham. If it's not there, I don't have over there, I don't have to go crazy and chop it up. I can bring from the outside and put it there on the karkit v'choseir v'notel v'noten l'tochamayim. And then I put it down in the on the in the kark of the Mishkan. From then, I pick it up and put it into the waters. Okay, back to the Gemara. Now we have another brisa that has an argument about this, the learning of these psukim. It says in the pasuk, "Umin ha'afar asher yeh v'gomer." Like we said, it says in the pasuk, "From the dirt asher yeh milamed shayam etaken mibachutz machnis," that I can take dirt from the outside and bring it in. Bikarka mishkan, aye, but it also says bikarka mishkan. So what does that tell me? So we have a machlekes. Isi ben Yehuda Omer, that's telling me, Lavi, Karka, Shilo, Nov, Vigivon, Ubeis, Olamim. We'll see Rashi had a different girsa, but it's coming to tell us that I could use the dirt from the Mishkan Shilo, and the Mishkan in Nov and Givon, and also from the Beit HaMikdash as well. Isi ben Menachem Omer, he says, is coming to teach me the following. Einot Tzarich. He says, I don't need a pasuk to tell me I can bring from the Beis HaMikdash, etc. Uma Tuma Kala, because if by a Tuma Kala, which means if somebody goes into Beis HaMikdash when he's Tameh, etc., that the deen is that he's Chayav Kares. Lo chala kakasu, the pasuk doesn't make any difference between lo chala kakasu. The pasuk doesn't make any difference between the Mishkan and the Beis Hamikdash. So betumas eishes ish chamura. So here when we're dealing about a woman who is mezana, and where the punishment is much more severe, it's a chenek. So lo kol shekain. Certainly here there should be no difference between the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash as well, that she is checked and she's expelled from it. Im kein ma tamu lomar bekarka Mishkan. So what is the bekarka Mishkan coming to tell me? Says Isi ben Menachem, it's coming to teach me shelo yavi mitoch kupaso, that it's not enough just to bring in the afar into the Mishkan, but he has to bring it into the Karka Mishkan and put it down there into the Mishkan, and the dirt they took from the outside, he has to put it down in the Mishkan, and only then take it, pick it up again, and put it in the water, which is similar like we saw in the previous brisa. Okay, let's see the Rashi's on this. Tanya Idach. We have another brisa. Says Rashi, Pliga HaKamais, it argues with the first one. V'tanai hi ens tamachlekes tanai. Kedektani ba plukta tatai, as we see as a machlekes tanai. V'hach dele'el mitukma ki isi ben Menachem, and the first brisa comes out like isi ben Menachem, like we saw. Min afar sher yeh b'mishkan, midaloksi, since it doesn't say mimikarka ha-mishkan yikach, eino makbir ala shechnis leichal, the only part it has to be brought into the heichal, and that's it. Melamed shemetakin mibachutz, umachnis mibifnim leichal. You have to bring it into the heichal and put it straight into the water, and they'll say in el amayim, vein tzarich lachnis b'karka, you doesn't have to put it onto the ground of the heichal. Bekarka mishkan, what does that teach me? Isi ben Yehuda says, Bekarka mishkan lamaya. So what is it coming for? Kevin the alfina mi asher yiyah. Since we learned from asher yiyah, the answer really told me it doesn't have to be from the karka mishkan. So what is it? What is that pasuk teaching me when it says Bekarka mishkan? So Isi ben Yehuda Omer is coming to teach me lavi karka base olamim. Rashi's girsa is just to teach me that I can do it in the base of Migdash as well. Hachi garsina la, that's, he says, is the real girsin to see free, velo garas, like we have, l'rabba shilo nov v'givonu beis olami. Rashi explains why he doesn't like our girsa, because shilo is a mishkan, velo tzarich l'rabba, you don't have to say, hey, includes shilo, of course it includes shilo, shilo is a mishkan. The ha'ikar ha'kasuf. Venov and Givon ain't mashkin basod. And Nov and Givon, you don't have to, can't be that's coming to include that I do the sota process in Nov and Givon. Why? Because you don't do it there. Why not? Because the ha bama havi, because they're considered like a bamos. Below, why? Because below hayasham aron, because there's no aron. Ela mizbeach ha-nechoshes and levado. Only mizbeach ha-nechoshes. Below kirbabehen minchasota. Therefore, the minchasota was not brought there.
V'lo shum chovas yachid, and no chovas yachid is brought there. She'ein lo zman kavur, doesn't have a set time for the korban. Kedamar b'yishchitas kochim u'b'megila. Aval beis olamim hu'tzrech l'ra. But we do have to include that we do the sota process in the beis hamigdash. Why? Shelo tamar, I might think mishkan nemar, because it says in the pasuk mishkan, and this isn't a mishkan, this is a beis hamigdash. V'lo hamigdash. So Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, Rashi says, why is it called here the Beis Olamim? Why is the Beis HaMikdash called an eternal house? Because after the Beis HaMikdash was built, there's no place ever again that we can bring korbanos. There's no shechina in any other place. We're turning to Tezayin Amud Aleph in Rashi. Einu tzarich l'rabos beis olamim. Says we don't have to include the beis hamikdash. Why? Umat tuma kalali kanes betuma saguv l'mikdash. To go into the beis hamikdash with tuma saguv. She'ena b'misas beis in ela kares. It's not as severe. It's only in iser kares. But still, lo chala kakasu b'in hamikdash l'mishkan. There's no difference between the mikdash and the mishkan. Shneimar b'parshas paraduma shnei psukim. Kes mikdash Hashem timei. As mishkan Hashem timei. So certainly by the woman, which is more severe, which is an iser of a chenik, Mrs. Bezdin, that is all the more so. That it should make no difference, and it's the process should work, whether it be in the base of Migdash or the Mishkan. So it's coming to teach me the words mikarka mishkan, to teach me that he shouldn't bring it from his kupa, from his box, letoch kli, and bring it into a kli, and then bring it into the heichal, miyachnis leheichal. Ella, it has to be from the ground of the mishkan. Ella mikarka yosavito. If there is no dirt there on the ground, what should he do? Then they should bring it. Everybody has to put it down there on the spot. And then take it from the spot in the Azara, and then put it in his waters. V'niskayim, and therefore we can miskayim the pasuk asher yiyah, niskayim as well the pasuk bekarka kedoshina le'el. V'besifrei lo tani hachi doesn't say this, lach braisa doesn't have, we don't have this braisa, but yomir aniv, says Rashi, that midrashenihu bepanim acherim.